Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners give final approval on Gillette College funding request. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The $10 million funding request for Gillette Community College District passed the final hurdle at the Campbell County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday. The request passed with the only dissenting vote coming from Commissioner Colleen Faber. Faber said she would support this board's decision, and obviously this has been very rushed, and for the county to make a decision for $10 million, it was maybe not as well thought out. There was a lot of discussion about the wording of the memorandum of understanding, but the college and the commission finally agreed to make one change and proceed with the passage. Commissioner Rusty Bell abstained from the vote to avoid any conflict of interest due to a recent application for a job created by a grant given to the Gillette College Foundation. County Attorney for Civil Matters, Kyle Ferris, advised there shouldn't be any conflict, but abstaining would be the most conservative option. Earlier in the month, Robert Palmer, chairman of the Gillette College District Board of Trustees, and President Janelle Oberlander appeared before the commission to discuss a recent funding issue they didn't anticipate due to a change in ad valorem taxes state statute. The change meant the college would not be receiving any tax payments until September of 2023. The Gillette College Board of Trustees were expecting a payment this November and have already approved their budget and had expenses beginning next month. Under the MOU agreement, the college will be able to withdraw funds up to $10,009,046. Rather than function as a loan, the county will get the funds back by withholding monthly tax payments the college would have been receiving. The commissioners also approved a hand warrant for the first withdrawal of $5,946,000. New representative for Wyoming House District 32, Sam Kleichman, owner of Big Loss Meadery and Brewery, was appointed by the Campbell County Commissioners Thursday afternoon in commission chambers. Kleichman, who was interviewed via Zoom due to weather issues last week, was selected by the precinct people from District 32 to be put forward to the commissioners for approval. He was the sole candidate sent to the commissioners, as he was the only one who put in an application for the vacancy. He said he didn't put in his name until the last day since no one had applied, but the Republican Party wanted to make sure they moved the process forward. The position was vacated by former Representative Timothy Hallinan. Hallinan's term in the House was set to end in early January 2023. He was defeated by Ken Clouston, former school district trustee, for the seat in November. Due to overlap in terms, Hallinan resigned before completing the term. Kleichman will officially be sworn in Cheyenne prior to the beginning of the legislative session, when Clouston will take over as the elected representative for the district. The 2023 general legislative session will begin on January 10th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.